Hello, welcome to Astrology Alchemy. I'm Sheila Belanger, your host for this podcast. Alchemy is defined as a seemingly magical process of transformation. Spiritual alchemy is the process of pursuing the gold of your true nature by transmuting the unrefined, limiting parts of yourself. In this podcast, I'll offer you inspiring insights from current astrology cycles that support your path of turning your personal lead into gold. More resources are available at the website ontheedgesofchange.com. Hello and welcome to the podcast for the week of May 15th. I am your guide and host, Sheila Belanger. Quite an intense week, dear ones, and the poem I'm going to offer you at the end is supportive of you to get real and be grounded and do what you got to do. Here's a quote from the poem. Live a life you can endure. We have a really exciting and potent cycle this week. The planet Jupiter enters Taurus on May 16th for about a year, journeying through that sign. Now, Jupiter is the archetype of expansion. It's your wise being, wise self, wise one, and it wants to expand and grow and learn and share. Now, it's a planet of growth, expansion, and abundance, and the sign of Taurus is an earth sign that connects to resources, stewardship, values, finances, getting concrete results, and sort of practical, grounded, common sense. Now, Astrology Butterfly says, on a mundane level, Jupiter in Taurus will bring focus to resources, financial markets, and innovation. She goes on to say that Jupiter in Taurus will shift our growth focus to material possessions, financial growth, and a desire for comfort and stability, encouraging us to take practical steps towards achieving our goals. Now, that is wonderful, and that's very much a way we can work with it in consensus reality. However, as soon as Jupiter enters Taurus, boom, the first cycle that it has a connection to is called Jupiter square Pluto at 0 degrees of Taurus and Aquarius. And remember, Pluto is the transformer archetype, that one in us and the world that wants deep systemic change, that wants to dig up the old, that worn out, the poisonous, the toxic, and transmute it and change it. And Pluto just going into Aquarius is inviting us to that, looking ahead in the next 20 years. How do we transform community and society so that it truly is more egalitarian and works for everybody, humans and more than humans? So Jupiter squaring Pluto as soon as it steps in to its Jupiter going into its new sign is really intense. And again, as Astro Butterfly says, she says, you know, Jupiter's movement into Taurus starts with a big bang. Jupiter in Taurus, square Pluto in Aquarius, can create tension and conflict between our desire for material growth and our need for transcendence and transformation. Pluto will push our buttons and challenge us to look deeply at our values, goals, and beliefs, and to question whether they are a reflection of our highest truth. One of the larger collective challenges that is showing up with this Jupiter-Pluto tension is to cleanly and clearly look at the inequality in our culture, in our society, whether it's in terms of resources, like who does not have food, who has mental health issues and is not getting the care that they need, who is suffering. The Aquarius energy is saying, look at the people, look at all the people. Again, the Taurus energy can say, I want to be safe and secure. I want to have my stuff. I want to have what I need. And both are there. And neither is better than the other, but they want conversation. They want something getting sorted out. So in your own life, you can be looking at in this coming week, what is happening for you in your own life journey where you're noticing some voice of deep change radical change that has to happen for you and has to happen for our world, and the parts of you that want comfort, that want to continue to grow in your own well-being. Nothing wrong with that. But how do you integrate with the deep call for radical change that has to happen across the boards, for the deep initiation of our collective culture right now, this deep end of the old status quo, the old power over, all of these things are stirring. And then, of course, the week supports us because at the end of the week on Friday, May 19th, the new moon is at 28 degrees of Taurus at 8:53 a.m. Pacific time. So remember that the new moon is that monthly seeding where the sun and the moon come together in the heavens and there's a dark moon. We cannot see the face of the moon because her face is facing the sun. And so the earth does not see her disk, and yet the union of the sun and the moon are there. The solar and the lunar ones, the archetypes of the sun, the conscious self, the cognitive aware self on its life journey, and the moon, the instinctive nurturer, intuitive, instinctive, non-cognitive, below the surface of the mind with the currents and the flow and the tides of our emotions and our unconscious. Sun and moon together is a powerful monthly experience of new moon of seeding. And here it is in Taurus, and it's at the very end of the sign of Taurus. 28 degrees is towards the end of the sign. So we have both the beginning of Jupiter going into Taurus, squaring Pluto at 0 degrees. It's the beginning of a zodiac sign, both of them. Okay, it's a new era. It's a new phase. We have to, something new has to happen here as we grow and learn about security and stability and our connection to the earth, Taurus. And that the moon, new moon says yes, and seed a new way to be resourceful, Taurus. Seed a new way to be embodied, to be stewarding resources, stewarding energy in a way that has maturity and depth. 8 degrees. And then one more extra fireworks coming in this week on Saturday, May 20th. Mars enters Leo and will stay there until July 10th. And as it enters Leo, it opposes Pluto at 0 degrees of Leo Aquarius. So again, in this week, we have both a Jupiter square to Pluto and a Mars opposing Pluto. So just take a lens back here. Tension. Pluto is always, when it's present in a strong cycle, saying there is deep change that needs to happen. And it's not something you can intellectually say, oh, I'll get to it later. Pluto says now. It is time. It is right. Make those changes. And the tension now is in opposition, which means the two archetypes are trying to balance each other. Leo wants to shine itself as an individual. It's about creativity. It's about love. It's about visibility. Aquarius wants to honor the collective, the tribe, the community, and both are necessary. But if we get extreme, Leo becomes narcissistic and self-focused to the detriment of the collective. If we get too focused on Aquarius, we disrespect the individuality of all those involved in the community. So this tension, as Mars steps into Leo and will be there for the next 6 weeks, asking us to have the courage. Mars is that warrior, warrioress, advocate, standing up for one. The courage to be willing to be visible with what you care about, what's of value, your creativity, balanced with what serves the collective. It's very much past the time where we get held hostage by narcissistic self-serving impulses within us as individuals, within the political or collective body. The earth cannot tolerate it. Our people cannot tolerate it. And so the tension, Mars and Pluto are both very intense archetypes. They're about will. Mars is about personal will and enacting your personal will in hopefully a conscious way. Pluto is about collective transpersonal will and deep systemic change. So part of what we're also stepping into this week is perhaps an awareness in ourselves individually and in our collective, that we've run the course with the self-serving, narcissistic, aggressive impulses in our world, and saying this has to be checked, this has to be changed, not with wounded Mars, wounded Pluto, which is manipulative violence, but with the courage, Mars, to lean in and make the changes. So notice, it's a very, very intense week. They all are, but this one has this charge. It's like a fireworks. And so notice, as you feel or sense Jupiter going into Taurus, you're beginning, we all are beginning a new year of apprenticeship. How then do I steward life resources, the Earth's resources? What's true security and stability? And is it possible to make changes so the collective also is privileged to have that too? So just notice and take really good care of yourself this week. So the poem I bring you has beautiful metaphors of gardening with it. And Taurus is such a grounded earth sign. It's a beautiful sign for a gardener. And I love this poem because it's very practical advice in it, as well as helping you go deeper. So it has a connection and support for the Pluto quality of what's happening, the deep transformation that's happening. It's called The Seven of Pentacles by Marge Piercy. Under a sky the color of pea soup, she is looking at her work growing away there actively, thickly, like grapevines or pole beans, as things grow in the real world, slowly enough. If you tend them properly, if you mulch, if you water, if you provide birds that eat insects a home and winter food, if the sun shines and you pick off caterpillars, if the praying mantis comes and the ladybugs and the bees, then the plants flourish, but at their own internal clock. Connections are made slowly. Sometimes they grow underground. You cannot tell always by looking what is happening. More than half a tree is spread out in the soil under your feet. Penetrate quietly as the earthworm that blows no trumpet. Fight persistently as the creeper that brings down the tree. Spread like the squash plant that overruns the garden. Gnaw in the dark and use the sun to make sugar. Weave real connections. Create real nodes. Build real houses. Live a life you can endure. Make love that is loving. Keep tangling and interweaving and taking more in. A thicket and bramble wilderness to the outside, but to us, interconnected with rabbit runs and burrows and lairs. Live as if you liked yourself, and it may happen. Reach out. Keep reaching out. Keep bringing in. This is how we are going to live for a long time. Not always, for every gardener knows that after the digging, after the planting, after the long season of tending and growth, the harvest comes. So, dear ones, be a gardener this week. Apprentice to the wisdom of the plants and the cycles and the mystery underneath. Live as if you liked yourself. Live a life you can endure. Be with that invitation as you welcome in the changes. Jupiter in Taurus, Mars going into Leo, and both of them in a dance with the archetypal transformer. As always, my big gratitude to each of you who listens to the podcast, gives it a review, tells your friends, donates. So grateful for all of you. And may you be served well as you navigate this week's incredible archetypal energy.
You have been listening to the Astrology Alchemy Podcast with your host, Sheila Belanger. More resources are
on theedgesofchange.com.
Thank you for listening. Bless your alchemical journey to embrace the gold of your true nature.